thank you, and thank you for being here, and thank you, Mark, for a lovely introduction. I'm going to be reading from two books this evening, Voyaging Portraits and Breast Burials. I say two books, but basically I feel I've been writing one book for the better part of 25, 30 years, one ongoing, I think, devotion to a particular vision in poetry, one that I think traces an itinerary. I think every poem I've ever written has a certain urge, a certain desire to get somewhere, to reach somewhere. The poems seem to travel from a here to a there, from an I to a you, from a now to an ever-eventual then. And doing so, the verb attempts to reverberate, the sound to resound, and the poem become ideally a kind of resonant surface, what I even call a sonorous mirror. At least this is the ambition of the poems. The first poem is called Along Lines, The Lines Move, and it's a poem, like all my poems, usually begin with a particular physical instance, particular moment. And this was a moment, a very damp spring in Provence. Sweet peas, which usually grow along the ground, suddenly, with all the dampness, rose up into the trees and hung from above, from the ilex, from the pines. And it inspired the instigating image for the poem, out of which the rest evolved. Along lines, the lines move. So damp all spring, the sweet peas rose as if sipped, pink, carbuncular, into ilex and pine, festooned, impossible. Along lines, the pressured fragments, steel, nacre, dew, the scrapped whirls was what we'd drawn, quickened into taut running strips of sequence. Shale fitted intricate to foam, breast set to the section waves, were what in saying would take us. Along lines, the lines is how the wrist works and the linked articulating bones of the light, is what would bring us, of all words, you the furthest, would bring us our arms under a tongue twisted through teeth. Is why the grapes loom in the crinkled hearts of the hollyhock, a bulge of ochre over the black abutments, weighs in a flush of wind, your tall body flares into focus.